The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today, preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Global religious freedom takes its biggest hit in over a decade. Christianity is the biggest religion in the world. It's also still the most restricted. That's a headline from about a year ago in Christianity Today, noting that Christians around the world face mounting political and social pressure over their beliefs as government restrictions, nationalist parties, and harassment aimed at minority faiths continues on a global upswing. There's much more to the story. But more to the point of that, on July 10th, that's tomorrow, Wednesday of this week, more than a dozen religious freedom rallies are going to be held in some 15 major cities all across the country in order to bring some desperately needed attention to the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. And joining me right now to talk more about these rallies and why they're so important right now, our good friend Frank Gaffney. Frank is, as you know, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy. He is indeed a national security expert and host of Secure Freedom Radio, which you can hear Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on AM 570 WRC here in Washington. Frank, it's always an honor to have you on the show, my friend. Welcome. Thanks for joining me.
It's great to be back on with you, my friend, and to have a chance to talk with you about this incredibly important topic at this very, very important moment.
Well, I'm very encouraged to see not only action at the federal level in terms of the work that the State Department is now doing, some of the initiative taken for religious and human rights freedoms, but especially, it seems to me, when it starts to reach out into the grassroots with rallies and that sort of thing, that's especially encouraging. Talk about these rallies and, in fact, the backdrop we've just described briefly. What's demanded their attention?
This is happening against the backdrop of an event next week that could be quite historic. It's taking place here in Washington at the U.S. State Department. It's called the Ministerial on Advancing Religious Freedom. It's the second annual event of this kind, far larger than the one that was held last year. I'm told that there may be as many as 30 foreign delegations represented, many of them at the ministerial level, that is to say, the foreign minister of the country in question, and over 1,000 people in what are called civil society organizations, folks who are working to help in one way or another those who are suffering persecution, sometimes horrific persecution at that, simply because of their faith or their failure to practice a faith. And so we thought this was an opportune moment, Don, to expose the American people in, we hope, as many as 15 cities across the country. Some of the rallies will probably be small. Some of them may be a bit larger. That nonetheless is a starting point for a grassroots movement, we hope, something our Save the Persecuted Christians organization is all about building, to express the commitment that Americans feel for freedom of religion. As you know, it's been said to be the first freedom under our Constitution, and it's very much at risk in lots of places around the world, some would say, including, unfortunately, increasingly, our own country.
I would agree with that last statement especially, but yes, you're right. And I'm glad you mentioned your organization. The mission of this organization, Save the Persecuted Christians, and I believe there's another companion sponsoring organization, Nations in Action or something like that. What can you tell us about...
They are helping...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Don, what we're both undertaking to do here is to raise the consciousness of Americans. The way I think of it is as follows. We, of course, are all quite mindful of the horror that was perpetrated on the Jewish people, particularly by Adolf Hitler, and that was perpetrated by Pol Pot on the people of Cambodia, and that was perpetrated by Joseph Stalin on the people of the Soviet Union, as it was called then, and Mao Zedong on the people of China. What we don't, many of us at least, appreciate is that you can put all of those terrible atrocities together and have fewer people with their lives destroyed than is happening at this moment to Christians around the world. By some estimates, 300 million Christians are now being persecuted for their faith. 245, by some estimates, heavily persecuted, meaning they're not just having bad days or difficulty finding jobs and the like, they're being tortured. They're being raped, they're being enslaved, they're being banished, they're being murdered, sometimes genocidally. And this is happening now worldwide. And the difference between Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong, Don, as you know so well, is this is happening on our watch.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have a duty, I believe, particularly people of faith, to stand against it, and our hope is that that will be the catalytic effect that will come of these rallies. It's a starting point.
Now, as I understand it, of course, rallies are available in person. There's going to be one here in D.C., and I think, the list is extensive of some 14 other cities. But also, is it right that so folks can join the rally online?
Absolutely. We're going to have a very active online presence at religiousfreedomrally.org, hashtag free to pray, and I believe it's on Facebook, freedom_rally at Facebook. These are ways in which people can participate virtually in the rally and help with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and other means to really spread the word about what's being done here and why it's so vitally important that we stand against the persecutors wherever they may be.
Well, let's continue to do that. I appreciate your time and your tireless work through the years on this and other matters, my friend. And let's do a follow-up maybe after these rallies so we can keep it in people's minds as to it's not a one-day event by any means
in
your mind. So let's talk soon, all right?
Wonderful. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy. A couple of websites, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Also, as he mentioned, ReligiousFreedomRally.org. ReligiousFreedomRally.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. We listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Dawa has dedicated his life to pursuing truth. He thought he would find it in Buddhism, and he spent 10 years in a monastery in Nepal. But then he began reading the Bible and found Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. In Nepal, having a son who is a monk is a great honor. So when Dawa's family learned of his new faith, they were furious. His brother even threatened to kick him out of the family. Despite opposition, Dawa refused to give up his faith. He hopes to attend Bible school and become a missionary to Buddhists. Praise God for bringing Dawa from darkness to light.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Folks, we've been telling you about the great work of Heart for Lebanon, and not just telling you about it, but so many of you have been joining us in really making a difference among families who are broken and just being torn apart due to the ongoing war in Syria. Now, many of you who follow this know the story. This war has gone on for several years, and it's driven so many of these innocent people out of their homes and over into neighboring Lebanon. Some 2 million refugees in that small country. It itself being overloaded, overburdened. The government can't possibly take care of the need, and yet Heart for Lebanon has been raised up, I'm convinced, by the Lord himself to minister love and compassion in the form of a Christian education, life-saving food, other essentials for survival. And we're telling you that you can save an entire family of six with a very modest gift. Some of you have done it already. Whatever you can give, I hope others of you will help us. We're going to go back to that right now. I need your help.
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon
and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. I love the name of the ministry, Heart for Lebanon. We know that the Father's heart is a heart for the whole world, but he's very specific in the areas of concern. He calls men and women into ministries such as this one. I mean, we have an example of that right here in the studios. Tom Adama, co-founder of this ministry, and you may have caught the story in an earlier hour. He and his partner, his co-founder, Camille, didn't plan on what they're doing now. But that's often the case, isn't it, Tom, that God puts you somewhere and then he has ideas in mind you didn't even realize.
Hey, I come off a dairy farm. This is the last thing I'd ever thought I was going to do. God had something totally different. If you knew my whole story, you'd say you're not qualified to do what you're doing by a long shot. But God says, you know what? Just be available. Yeah. I'll take care of the rest. Stick with it, and we're going to do it. And that's why we're asking you to be part of our ministry today. We want to represent you to these Muslim kids, to these Muslim families. You might never meet them this side of heaven, but someday.
Amen.
And I say this in all honesty. One of the reasons that drives my wife and I to do what we do, not just for Heart for Lebanon, but a few other key organizations as well, is I don't want to get to a place in my life where I look back and say, how did I miss that? I don't want to get to heaven and see these kids coming in and running up to people and them have a relationship. You're the one who gave me money. You're the one who did this. You're the one who prayed for me. You're the one who did that. And I understand some people can't give money. All they can do is pray. But that's not a throwaway for us. That's a big deal for us.
Amen.
We need people to pray. But do you really want to miss that opportunity? I don't. My wife and I sit there, and I got to be honest with you, Don, and say sometimes I think I've got a little fear in me about that. Mm. What would it look like if I missed the opportunity? What would it look like if I look back, if God lets me live another 20 years and the Syrian war is done, and how did I miss that? Henry Blackaby said it best. Find out where God's working and join him.
Amen.
And I got news for you. Everybody tells you that God's working amongst the Muslim people.
Yes.
And Lebanon's the most democratic, freest country in the world to do it in. In fact, you can proselytize. It's in their constitution. You're allowed to proselytize in Lebanon. The problem is, so's everybody else. So it's not just Christians. We're up against a war with the evil one, and we are on the winning team. But we need your help. We need your prayers, and we need your financial investment.
888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. That's the number for you to be involved right now. You know, Tom said it just a couple of moments ago. Now is our moment in time. And I don't mean that just because you're listening at this very moment, although I don't believe that's a mistake either. But this is our moment in time in history. Do you realize that, you know, 8 years ago you could have never gone into the country of Syria and preached the gospel? But God, in his providence, has brought 2 million people across the mountains, just a, you know, for some, an unbelievable journey across the mountains. 5 days some people took to cross by foot. The poorest of the poor brought these people from Syria into the country of Lebanon, where, like Tom said, now they are able to hear the gospel. They would have never been able to have that moment in Syria. So this is God's appointed moment in time for them to be able to hear, but we can't do it without your help. $29 a month provides Christian education, food, and the very essentials that these people need to survive for an entire family of six for an entire year. That's just 98 cents a day. But if you're not ready to make a monthly commitment, that's okay. As Don was mentioning earlier, you can make a one-time gift of $348. That would take care of this family for an entire year, $348. Whatever God's laying on your heart, will you just listen to that call right now and pick up the phone, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. You know what's been really cool for me, Don, is as I've been now associated with Heart for Lebanon, really almost from the beginning. Tom started this organization with Camille in 2006. I took my first visit in 2008. And again, you talked about it earlier, never had any idea the Syrian war at that time would break out and the terrible effects that we're now dealing with would be there in Lebanon. But God in his providence knew that too, and we've got an incredible opportunity right now. But what's been really thrilling for me has been to see this organization start in its embryonic stages by just handing to 100, at that time it was 100 Iraqi war refugees. We were giving monthly food portions to, and now we're serving 2,000 refugee families each month, providing Christ-centered education for nearly 300 kids in our Hope Centers, and over 1,000 kids every other week through our Hope on Wheels ministry. You make all of that happen as you give right now. But what's been great has been to see God bless the plan. Because the plan was, let's not be a hit-and-run organization. We don't want to jump in. We don't want to dump supplies and then move on to the next refugee tent settlement. Because listen, the numbers that I just shared with you, they could be a lot larger. They could be much larger, but we wouldn't be having the impact. Because what Heart for Lebanon does through your help is every month that we're there, we go in month after month after month. I've had the privilege of doing this. Sit in the tents and listen to the heartbreaking stories of the people who've lost loved ones, who are struggling just to get to the next day. And then through that relationship, finally, they say, why do you even care? And there you go. The opportunity to share the fact that we care for them because Jesus cared for us. And we get the chance to share the gospel, and then that third step happens, the transformation in these people's lives, and we see it over and over again. I'm going to share with you just real quickly that process, and I think it's explained very well by a guy I like to call one of our rock stars, Don. This is Milad. He runs our Hope Center ministry in the South, and he talks about the difference in the way Heart for Lebanon is doing ministry.
We want to show them that they are very valuable in God's eyes. Most of the refugees, they flooded to Lebanon after the Syrian crisis started with a perception that they are alone and they are not valuable. They are numbers. In the Islamic community, they look at them as numbers. In Heart for Lebanon, we care. We deal with them as a value. We deal with them as God's children. We are there when their kids are in hospital. We are there when their kids need transportation to go to school. We are there when the family has lack of resources. We provide with a food portion to show them love. And this will open a door to lead them from despair to hope.
And Tom has said it very eloquently just a couple of moments ago. More people are responding to that than any other time in our history. Wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Listen, I know folks in this town, there's a lot of debate about what to do with the Middle East, right? There really is. There's a lot of debate and what to do with immigration and refugees. But here's the beautiful part of what we have an opportunity to be a part of today. We're not talking about bringing those people here. We're not talking about the government coming in and giving any kind of aid. We're talking about helping these people in their biggest hour of need right where they are. And for you listening right now, it's as simple as picking up the phone or going to the website. That's it.
I interviewed a fellow, Chuck Morris. You may know him. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Seeking ISIS, Finding Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he went over into that area. And he shared with me some of the stories that are very similar to what you're saying, Tom, and it comes back to mind right now that we need to understand that these people in every way were very much like us Americans, except skin color and language and even religious belief. But what I'm saying is in terms of their comfort level, many of them were wealthy. They drove Mercedes. They lived in beautiful homes. But as you said, in another hour, sometimes there was a knock on their door and they said, you've got 15 minutes to get out. Now, I've thought of that several times and thought, as Americans, how would you feel? How would you react, folks listening right now, if someone showed up at your door in the dark of night and said to you, you've got 15 minutes to leave. You can't take anything with you but what you can grab on your way out. And never to return, and your automobiles, all the possessions that you've been given, been privileged to have as an American, is that not?
Well, that's perfectly beautiful picture of what it's like. They're basically middle-class people that have suffered tremendously, come to Lebanon by foot. Remember, that means when they left their house with nothing, their legal paperwork stayed in the house or the safe deposit box in the bank or wherever they kept it in Syria, and they moved into Lebanon with nothing. And that's why every one of them, in Western terminology, is illegal in Lebanon. Now, before you get really upset, the UN doesn't work in Lebanon helping refugees, Syrian refugees. And there's a good reason for that, in my opinion, and that's because it goes back to 1948, the year I was born. The world simply, in my simple way of saying it, said to Lebanon, listen, if you take care of the Palestinians, we'll take care of the problem and we'll fund the problem. To this day, they have done neither. And today there's 750,000 Palestinians in the country of Lebanon, a country about the size of Vermont with 4 million residents. And now you dump 2 million Syrian refugees. Now, if you go to websites and stuff, you'll see 1.1, 1.2, 1.5, 1.8, and 2 million. Numbers are all over the place because the UN doesn't really work. It won't work till the government recognizes Syrian refugees, and the government will not recommend them until the UN starts working with them. So you're in this vicious political cycle that's never going to end. It's just going to keep on talking. But in the middle of all of that, God's got a plan.
Yeah.
God's got us an opportunity. God's given us this strategic moment that I think we should be jumping up and down with praise because, for you know, I just admitted it. I'm over 70, all right? I've been a Christian for 65 years. And for most of those 65 years, I've been praying for God to open up the largest people group in the 1040 window that I could witness to him and do my part to share with them the love of Jesus Christ. I stopped praying 5 years ago. That prayer. He's given us the group. They're at our doorstep. Why are we still praying? Let's go to work.
Well,
and that work starts by picking up the phone and saying, I want to pray for you and I want to financially invest.
888-249-5222. There was a time when God said to Moses, get up off your face and get to work. I mean, it's a paraphrase, but he said,
it's a good one.
Yeah, it is. 888-249-5222. Listen, $29 a month will provide for Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family, an entire family of six people. Or if you want to give it all at once, $348 one-time gift will take care of that family for an entire year. 888-249-5222, online at WAVA.com. Stay with us. Get that dialing finger out, would you folks, and make that call or go online to our website. Make the gift. We desperately need your help to meet this need. We need it now.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Actor Tom Holland is back to play Spidey in the new Spider-Man Far From Home. But where is his character's mental state after Endgame?
In this film, you'll see him learn and grow and realize that he has to step up. And this responsibility is bigger than just his vacation. So he grows up a lot in this film and takes on the mantle of an Avenger for the first time, really.
Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail. Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the Redux Group of Keller Williams. And last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddock.com.
This traffic report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. On the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, you may notice some heavier delays approaching the American Legion Bridge. An accident just before the George Washington Parkway had been blocking the left lane there. That appears to be gone now. Meanwhile, inside the Beltway, stop-and-go traffic will take you from northbound DC 295 from Suitland Parkway up to Route 50. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Ryan Dye with traffic on WAVA.
Clear tonight. Number 9 low is 67 to 72. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm. High 90. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Low 72. Thursday, quite warm and humid. Sunshine and some clouds. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms around in the afternoon and evening. High 88. Friday, mostly sunny and very warm. High 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Ors.
It's an ancient part of the world. Scripture has addressed it in so many different ways, all through the Old Testament especially. We know Syria. It's a name you recognize immediately. Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon comes to mind. All those beautiful images of Scripture, and yet that beautiful part of the world and people who've been there, certainly Tom has been there and Jack's been there, and I mentioned earlier my own executive assistant and her family, they ministered there. They all say what a beautiful area it is physically and so forth, and yet now being ripped apart by what we call the Syrian war. And Tom, it's a war that's been going on much longer than people realize, and you say there's no soon end in sight right
now. Yeah, it's been going on 8 years, and I don't see any resolution in sight. You've got over 100 groups fighting each other. You've got two major powers in the Middle East fighting each other over Syria. You got the biblical revelation of building a crescent over Israel, and that's being done here. If they lose Syria, that crescent goes away. A large part of it goes away. So you have all these things fighting for that one piece of property. And you have Satan fighting for it, and you have Jesus fighting for it. And that's where we come in, because we think we know that we're on the winning team. We've already won. But the people that we're ministering to don't know that yet. So think of this. If you're a 7, 8, 9-year-old, every 7, 8-year-old that you know of has a dream, something they want to do, something they want to accomplish, and they've been shattered. Dignity's been lost. Future has been, there's no hope. What would it look like if we could go in there, and we can, and provide for some physical needs, which helps us build trust and gives us a platform that we are representing Jesus well? You can't do one without the other, in my opinion. You have to do the humanitarian aid piece. We're not building dependency, because we've talked about it this hour. We're working with 2,000 families, average family of six. 59% of them don't have a man in the house. It's women and children. Every one of those families is in desperate need of physical stuff, but also emotional and definitely spiritual. And so when we come in, we want to share with them that physical need, but we want to sit down and talk to them and have a conversation about their emotional need. And eventually they'll say to us, so why are you doing all this? You've never asked me for anything. The reason we're doing it is because we're driven by the compassionate heart of Jesus Christ to see your life changed, because he's changed my heart. And as soon as you say that, Don, they would say, who's Jesus? Glad you asked, because he's a personal friend of mine. In fact, I have a relationship with him. Is it a religion? No. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. It's all about... In fact, I'll tell you an interesting story. At least I find it fascinating, because this lady would come to the our Hope educational program every morning, wait outside the gate. And finally, our director came out after the second day and said, ma'am, your daughter's in school. She's fine. She'll get out at 2:30 this afternoon. You don't have to stand here. You can go home. She wouldn't leave. She did this day after day. Every day he'd come out. Every day she'd say the same thing. Every day he'd come out. A month later, she finally said to him, I expect my daughter to be thrown out, because in Syria she was so mean and so mad. And every day she wouldn't last an hour in school. And she's been there a whole month. I can't believe it. So I had the privilege of being in her tent. And she asked me, she said, they call me Uncle Tom for some strange reason. And she says, Uncle Tom, I don't know what you did to my daughter, because I expected her to be thrown out. And that's been over 2 months now, and she hasn't been thrown out. In fact, she's happy. She wants to go to school. She wants to learn. She wants to be part of Hope on Wheels. She wants to do all this stuff. I don't know what you did to my daughter. And without even thinking, her daughter said, Mom, I know, it's Jesus. He changed me. And Mom looked at me and said, Tom, Uncle Tom, can you go get Jesus and bring him here? I'd like to meet him. I said, he's right here, ma'am. He's right here. And that day I had the opportunity to lead that lady to faith in Jesus Christ. A little child will lead him. It's the value of a child. And that's why we put so much emphasis on reaching these children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Doesn't happen, though, without your help today, folks. It does not happen without your help. You know, Heart for Lebanon is a nonprofit organization, a ministry that is dependent on people that not only pray for us, but also to give. And it's really simple to do this today. Phone call at 888-249-5222. That phone call will take you less than 4 minutes. 888-249-5222. I can't think of a better thing to do stuck in traffic on the Beltway, right? 888-249-5222. Or if you'd rather give online, maybe you're still at work, stuck there, and you think, I don't have time to make a phone call. You can do this in 90 seconds. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com. Every $29 a month helps provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival. And what it does is really provide the life change that Tom talked about. Make the call right now.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
These days, many companies believe promoting hard left politics is more important than producing a good product. Companies like AT&T, Coca-Cola, Macy's, and Xerox have recently been exposed as funders of Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest chain of abortion facilities. It can be very disheartening to fund their agenda by purchasing their products, and it can be overwhelming to try to keep track of them all. Here are a couple of bright spots. Dunkin' Donuts recently announced they would remain neutral on issues of politics. We aren't political, said their vice president. So when my waistline allows, I'm going to enjoy those Dunkin' Donuts and their good coffee. Visit lifeissues.org and click on the microphone icon for details on other companies.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria, as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
This year, Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to experience the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
I heard he's merely the son of a carpenter.
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
We must stop this radical.
The Pharisees in Jerusalem call him an outlaw.
This would be a very bad time to choose his side.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
I have changed. That is who Jesus says I am.
One man did all this.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee Lebanon, but for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was wintertime, it was raining, his shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and they want to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he got a electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
Well, Mahmoud now is a totally different person. Mahmoud knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. The store will be always open for you. So he believed in that, and he kept on coming. Every morning he will come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We pray together, we talk. And Mahmoud now, he became a volunteer. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to refugees just like Manny and his family. Every month, you can sustain hope by helping us to provide Christian education, food, and survival essentials for hurting refugees. Your gift today changes lives.
I've never thought I would be able to come to Lebanon and learn violin. I thank the Lord for that.
The number to call is 888 888- 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com. You know, Don, I had the privilege of being in that Hope Center, in that school with Denise and Manny. I actually recorded him playing the violin on my phone that day. Just an amazing story of what God has done in this little boy's life, taking someone who was so angry and then really transforming him. But I said to Denise that day, Don, I said, you know, I think I get this. I get it, right? You change a child, you can change a family. And she said, oh, Jack, it's way bigger than that. She said, you change a child, you can change his family. You change that family, you can change an entire community. You change the community, you can change a country. You change a country, you can change the world. And I went, okay, I get it. And we can change the world today, folks. I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. You know, Tom said it earlier, what, 5, 15 kids, whatever, recklessly sprayed some graffiti on a wall, and Assad went crazy. And Syria's never been the same. And that country, folks, all you have to do is Google this. That country is rubble right now. You know, we talked a lot about the misnomer of whether the Syrian war is over or it isn't. I can tell you it's not. There was still violence even last night that didn't make our news. But the point of the matter is that doesn't really matter. It's the effects of what has already happened in these 8 years. The effects are what Heart for Lebanon is dealing with every day. You know, 5 million people have been forced to flee the country of Lebanon. 500,000 people are dead. 2 million of these people are in Lebanon right now, living in absolutely desperate circumstances, looking for hope, the hope that can only be found in Jesus. And today, you may be the difference between them hearing about that hope or not. $29 a month will help provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one refugee child, not one refugee, but a family of six. That's just 98 cents a day. I have to wonder, Don, and I've been there to actually look at it, and I wish I could take an entire WAVA audience there with me. But I have to wonder if we walk down the street in the District of Columbia or somewhere in Virginia or Maryland tonight, and we saw a family of six sitting on the street, and you knew you could change their life for 98 cents a day. I wonder how many of us would walk the other way. You got an opportunity to do that right now. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, a one-time generous gift of $116 takes care of 4 months. $348 takes care of this family for an entire year. Whatever God's telling you to do, make the call right now.
888-249-5222. Got it? 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939 and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things too that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspection. Appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized six-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Get your free marriage ebook and register to win an 8-day luxury marriage cruise for two. Go to WAVA.com, keyword stronger.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
It was so breathtaking that it's difficult to put into words. That very first sunrise over the Sea of Galilee filled me with awe and wonder, and I became very aware that my Lord Jesus had witnessed that very same view. I would love for you to witness it as well in all of the other amazing places we visit in Israel. So join us as we experience Israel December 2nd through the 11th. Call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211 or go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, and see it all.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
I've been privileged to work with Heart for Lebanon and to go and visit and to see the work that they're doing on the ground with refugees in Lebanon. And I am absolutely convinced that they're a strategic partner in the gospel and in opportunities to reach people that we've never dreamt of reaching before. They're an integral, beautiful, God-inspired, God-led movement, and I'm proud to be associated with them. I hope that you can see in your future a partnership with Heart for Lebanon.
That's author Danielle Strickland talking about her involvement with our ministry, Heart for Lebanon. We're very grateful for Danielle and for the opportunity to partner together. You can partner with her, with us right now at 888-249-5222. Every gift of $29 helps provide another month of Christian education, food, and survival essentials for a refugee family of six. 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com.
Tom, in this last couple of minutes, tell us about Wheels, Lebanon on Wheels, is it?
Hope on Wheels. Maybe it should be Lebanon on Wheels. I don't know.
Hope on Wheels. We just have probably a minute or a minute and a half. But tell us what that's about.
Well, a couple of years ago, we had our education program we've been doing all along with our 300 kids in our educational program. But my wife and I were in a refugee tent settlement in the Bekaa Valley. And I came out of that, and Camille was there with us. And I looked at Camille, and I said, Camille, what are we going to do for all these kids? There's nothing here. There's no organized play. There's nothing. They're throwing rocks and just beating up on each other because there's absolutely nothing. And there's hundreds of kids in each one of these tent settlements. And we work in 17 of them. What are we going to do? We don't have room in our education. So we came up with what I call is the good humor truck. Best way to describe it is, remember when the Good Humor truck came to our town and rang the bell and all his kids go running out and we join the truck and have fun? Well, we come to the tent settlement, and we ring the bell, and we pull out the stage off the truck. And we do sports, and we use backyard Bible clubs, and we use puppets, and we teach health and hygiene training. We do character traits, leadership training, and blow-ups, and a whole lot of fun with all these kids. Every month, over 1,300 kids every month are involved in Hope on Wheels. It's one of the most fabulous programs, a consistent basis going from camp to camp to camp, to reach young people, to have fun, to reach them to have purpose, to reach them to dream, all because we reach them with the love of Jesus Christ.
Folks, it's a well-developed ministry, as you can hear if you've been listening over the last hour. And there's so much more we're going to be sharing as we continue this campaign. Bottom line is, what are you going to do about it? You know, I've often said it's one thing to feel badly. There's plenty of room in the Gospels for emotion. Jesus wept over the needs of Jerusalem. He wept at Lazarus' tomb. But if you just feel badly, you haven't changed anything. Let's translate that feelings into action. 888-249-5222. Online at WAVA.com. Thanks for doing something right now.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.